Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sisters, this one is for you insha'Allah ta'ala, but I want you to teach your husbands or your brother or father or whoever else that you have out there. You know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that when Adam was created, right, from clay and so on and so forth, after that Hawa, Eve, was created for was created by a bent rib, right? That's mentioned in a hadith. And a lot of sisters hear this or read it and they start to feel offended. Very quickly, just to clarify, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man from clay and soil and dirt and so on, whereas women were created from something that was already alive, not from dirt, right? So feel as though you are blessed in that sense. Also, with regards to the bent rib and the statement of, you know, trying to straighten it out and it will crack, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all human beings in a way that if you were to try and straighten them out, they will eventually snap, right? And as men, a lot of the time we don't realize the amount of pressure that we put on our spouse, for example. So we tend to push them harder than we really should. And that's because men are generally or naturally, in many cases, very insensitive. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for the brothers to understand how to deal with their spouse or with their wife or with their daughters and so on and so forth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow our wife and, you know, for example, our daughters and mothers and sisters to be more understanding of the nature of men, just as men need to be more understanding of the nature of women. So never feel as though this is something negative upon you. Rather, you are the leaders of this ummah. You are the mothers of the households of the Muslimin. You educate the children. You are the education of the future. Never ever feel as though you are something lesser in society. Always feel as though you are a Muslimah. You are a proud believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take the examples of the good Muslim mothers of ours that we have out there, especially Aisha and Khadija and you know, the other famous female companions and female figures out there that we know of and have and read about in our history. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.